The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has high hopes for a small tree planting project on a man-made island in the Mississippi River. Natural Resources Officer Randy Urich says 21 American elm trees could be the start of a forest on Eagle Island near Stoddard. The American elm was once a major part of floodplain forests. Urich says the Corps is working with the Forest Service to reestablish the tree lost to Dutch elm disease beginning in the 1930s.
One of the characteristics of elm is that it's very tolerant of shade, and in these floodplain forests you have a tendency to get a very dense overstory canopy, and because of that shade tolerance, the elms are really good at regenerating themselves. They would produce seed, and that seed would fall to the forest floor and then become reestablished, and new elms would grow up and sort of take over the old ones after they had died off.
Urich says they planted other kinds of trees on the island before, but voles chewed on them. He says what wasn't lost to the rodents was uprooted by the flood of 2001 and floated downstream.
If it's a smaller flood, sometimes what will happen is that the current might push the tree, displace it a little bit, but yet it will still stay basically where it was planted, and we might have to come back and readjust it so that it's upright again.
Urich says the American elms being planted are resistant to Dutch elm disease and are substantial plants grown by the U.S. Forest Service. The project is part of a larger plan by the Forest Service to reestablish the American elm in the Midwest. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.